Time now for the Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Doing good. I thought the Cyclones had a big upset on Tuesday night over second-ranked Baylor. Boy, they really gave the Baylor Bears all they could handle coming out of their COVID pause, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was a really entertaining basketball game, and Iowa State played very, very well and played well for probably a longer stretch than they have in any game this season against a great team. And, you know, so encouraged by it. So many times it felt like, okay, Iowa State made that big run, got out to the 17-point lead early. Baylor cut it to 5 at the half. And then in the second half, it felt like, oh, gosh, you know, Baylor's going to – they're going to get over that hump, and once they do, they're just going to roll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But every time they kind of got to that point where they got within 3 or 4, Iowa State – had a little surge of its own again, and they just kept counterpunching. And even when Baylor did come back and, you know, tie it up, Iowa State came right back and hit a three. And so it was so much fun to see guys just competing against a great team, you know, a team that's undefeated and 18-0, and a lot of people feel can win the national championship. And really, mm-hmm. you know, in the two meetings that Iowa State's had with Baylor this year, that's about as challenged as Baylor has been. A couple teams came within 8 of them, but there weren't really competitive games. The two games with Iowa State are probably the two most competitive games that Baylor's faced all season long. So really great effort by the guys. It just illustrates that they are still trying like crazy to get a win. And, you know, I was really – one of the things that's fun about doing these games is you get to be around these kids. And, you know, we aren't directly around them as much this year. It's more phone conversations. But mm-hmm. as we were doing our phone interview with Tyler Harris after the game, Eric Keff asked him, you know, well, what's the mindset of the team now? And, you know, as a fan, you're kind of thinking maybe the mindset's, oh, we got to find a way to get a win. But Tyler says, we got to win the rest of them. You know, and I love that. I love that because that's the mindset of young people. It's like, okay, we just got to go win the rest of our games. You know, that's what we have to do. And mm-hmm. so, you know, he's not thinking about trying to find a win. He's trying to win the rest of his games, and mm-hmm. I love that. So, these guys are really doing everything they can, and you know, they're not a perfect team. They're limited. There's some things that they just can't match up with incredible rebounding teams and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But they can go compete, and we saw that the other day, and it was really fun.
I like Tyler Harris a lot, though. I mean, he had 22 points. I think we mentioned that last week, too. I just like his style of play. He's been a really good get in a transfer from Memphis, right?
Yes, and it started out, you know, I didn't think he played particularly well early in the season. He was not very good on the defensive end of the floor, and he was having a hard time, you know, finding good shots within the offense. And I think as the season's gone on, he's accepted coaching very, very well. They really like him. He's a really, really good kid. And they feel like they found a great role for him now. Mm-hmm. And he has become a good defender. He's very pesky, you know, and even though he's 5'9", and he's going to be a disadvantage against some guys that have more height, he has an advantage, too, in some of those situations. And I think back to when he defended Austin Reeves of Oklahoma, who's 6'5", he really gave him fits by getting right up underneath him, you know, and making it hard for Reeves to do the things that he wanted to do. So, you know, I think Tyler has a great role on this team. And, you know, Steve Prohm switched to that smaller lineup second half of the Oklahoma game. It led to the comeback there, and he stuck with it against Baylor. And those guys, they seem to be clicking, and they're moving the basketball well. And, yeah, Tyler's making some shots, and that certainly helps.
This weekend, Iowa State will take on TCU on Saturday. Pregame show at 4, tip-off at 5. Earlier this year, they played them tough down there in Texas, and now they get the Horned Frogs at home on Saturday afternoon. Definitely a very winnable game, and like Tyler Harris said, I mean, they're going to have a good stretch run of now 3 makeup games next week to get some victories strung together here, possibly.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I love the way that's the way he's thinking. And, you know, Iowa State really probably should have beaten TCU down in Fort Worth. They had a 9-point lead late the first half. They let that slip away. And and then they, you know, they let the game slip away a little bit late. TCU was without one of its better players. Mike Miles, a terrific freshman guard. I'm not sure his availability for this Saturday. I'll have to take a look. I haven't started studying up for that game yet. But, yeah, either way, it's a game that Iowa State on its home floor ought to be able to compete at a high level and have an opportunity to win. And so that would be fantastic because it's senior day, you know, and Solomon Young, Jalen Coleman-Lands, who's made a big impact in a short time in the program, Nate Schuster, Eric Steyer, a couple of the walk-ons are going to be honored. And so, you know, you always want to win on senior day, as the Iowa State women did last night. And so it'd be really fun to see Iowa State win on Saturday.
Yeah, that is for sure. John, thanks for the time. As always, have a great call this weekend.
You bet, Brandon. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You too.